Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
I do love taking it away. Hello, it is the 95 BFM Small Top 10, and I'm joined this evening by Stevie. Hello, Stevie.
Hi, Amelia.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah, enjoying yourself up here in the studio. I'm sorry that it was a little bit of a roundabout entrance.
A bit of like parkour through the construction site.
Extreme stair... Oh, no, lost that thought. Extreme staircase acrobatics, I think, is where I was going. Anyway, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Stevie, I used to live in Auckland, then I went away, and here I am back again. Used to write about music for music magazines when they were around.
R.I.P. Lest we forget.
Used to live at a bunch of kind of K-Road dives and put on kind of all-night parties.
So you're like a man on the scene.
Yes.
Love that. Love that. We've had a few of those here on the Small Top 10. Would you like to introduce the topic of your list this evening?
My Small Top 10 for this evening is Top 10 Eggplant-Related Dishes.
Eggplant-Related Dishes. Now, tell me why this was your, out of all things in the world, eggplants.
Couldn't do a Small Top 10 about music, so it was probably going to be food or books.
Okay.
Thought about doing like top 10 PG Woodhouse characters.
That's good, very niche.
But I thought, yeah, everyone loves eggplants.
And, not true, but I like the gusto with which it was presented.
It's a very versatile kind of, vegetable. So
okay, all right, good. All right, we can talk more about eggplants as it goes on. I need to know so much more. But let's get into the list. All right,
10.
So before I get into the sort of, this is more about things I like to make, but, full meals. But I thought, get out of the way at number 10, baba ganoush.
Okay, so I don't know 10 eggplant dishes. And if I had to do a list, it would be baba ganoush and then maybe a vegetarian lasagna. And so I'm shocked, frankly, that this is only in at number 10. What's so good / bad about it?
Well, there's nothing really bad about it. It's just more a dip, an appetizer.
All
so
right.
I feel like that, it's a natural limitation.
It's like a sub food.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun to kind of, broil an eggplant, maybe in some foil over like a gas oven or something.
Okay.
And, nice smoky kind of charred flesh, mix it with some tahini. And yeah, it's a classic.
Hey, if this is number 10, I'm pumped to see what the rest is like, because that sounds very delicious.
Nine.
And again, this is, sort of something I don't really count because it's not something I make myself, because you need a deep fryer to do it. But, miso glazed eggplant, like sort of candied and sort of deep fried.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, okay. So I feel like you've revealed one of your criteria, and that is like, so this is, it's not just eggplant-based dishes, it's eggplant-based dishes that you can be bothered cooking.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Good. I just wanted to, clarify. So how do you miso glaze a thing? Isn't it like a kind of a soup?
Well, no, it's more kind of like, sort of flavor, like a sort of reduction.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, just a classic glaze.
And this, okay, and you need, but then where does the deep fryer come into it?
Just, a little bit sort of like... and batter. I don't know. I don't do it. That's why I don't know. That's okay. Why I'm a little bit suspicious of this. This is why it's number 9.
So I don't. Okay. So yeah, I'm starting to just get a feel for the. I'm still a bit upset about baba ganoush, even if only because it has the best name in eggplant dishes, I think. To the person who voted rip ship. They were already in at number 7, but I will count your vote for next week. Thank you so much. Are we ready for number 8? Yeah? All right.
8.
This is kind of a twofer. It's eggplant parmigiana and moussaka, the two layery ones.
Wow. So, again, as someone who can't name 10 dishes, it's astonishing to me that you've had to fit, extra kind of cheating. I mean, moussaka is another one of the ones that I, it's got a good name. I think that's one of the threads that goes through these dishes.
There's some really good names coming up.
Yeah. All right. And so, what's the deal?
I mean, they're, tomatoey. You sort of use You slice the eggplant, use them in layers. I guess they traditionally, you know, use mince, which as a vegetarian, you know, I mean, sometimes you can crumble some tempeh or something, but can't always be bothered. I've got a very fond memory of some eggplant parma, an Australian couch surfer made for us in Berlin. It's like, you know, a taste of home.
Of course, the perfect place to meet an Australian couch surfer. I feel like with this one, the eggplant is slightly, like, subordinated.
It is. Again, this is why this is down the list.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to see the eggplant as a star coming up, hopefully? Oh,
definitely.
All right, excellent. Maybe even cut into the shape of a star. That's an idea for you at home.
Seven, an eggplant maklube.
What is this?
Kind of a dish of the Levant. Palestinian.
Have you thought about being a food writer?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, it's sort of like a rice upside down cake where you use eggplants to kind of layer, you know, you layer the bottom of the dish, then fill it and kind of like flip it. It usually has a lot of cauliflower, pine nuts, bits and pieces, saffron.
Wow.
Lemon. Yeah.
What do you use to spice that? Because that's like three fairly bland things. No offense to eggplants.
You know, just things in the kind of like Ras al Hanout sphere, the Rasverse.
Wow. I feel like I've been transported to like one of those travel shows where they eat lots of food. This, I'm learning so much on this list. It's very nice. Thank you.
Six.
Six is a Hongshao Chedze, the kind of classic red-braised Hunanese dish, usually used for pork belly, but there's a good eggplant version. Caramelizing sugar and oil, which is really hard, which I fuck up a lot, which is why I don't make, you know, this is down the list. But you use a lot of star anise and chilies. Yeah.
I feel like I've never felt so ignorant as I feel right now, hearing about the things you can do with eggplant, and I'm just thinking about all the times I bought an eggplant, you know, and it just sat there and then I cut it up and I put it in some tomatoes.
Run into a lot of people who are just really down on eggplant, I think, because they had like just like steamed eggplant that their mums made.
They've got a bad rap. I've had a lot of chewy eggplant, a lot of kind of damp eggplant.
Yeah.
I've heard purging is the essential. Is this true? Could you give us the good word on purging?
Well, the sources vary because I think traditionally eggplants were a lot more bitter and you did need to sort of like, say, sprinkle some salt on them, draw the liquid out. You can definitely do that to get the moisture out if you're looking to sort of like caramelize it or shallow fry it. You can also sometimes steam it if you can be bothered. But yeah, like, you know, you're sort of broiling. Yeah, it depends.
Okay. Sorry, I feel
the,
like...
The modern cultivar is less bitter, so you do not need to purge.
I feel like usually in the small top 10, I'm doing like little asides, and today I'm just really interested. We're going to listen to some music, and then we'll be back to learn more about the fantastic eggplant. Oh my goodness.
Number five
is Louisa Nicklin with Pour It Down.
Let the
having a very heated conversation about the preservation of New Zealand electroacoustic music here off the air, but we are back on the 95 BFM Top 10, and oh, there you go, that's a bit more meaty. That music means it's the small Top 10, and we are talking about aubergine-based dishes with Stevie.
Yes, aubergine-based dishes, which I, you know, preferably ones that I make myself.
I mean, I guess that is the best, isn't it? I recently got into baking, and it's like, you know, the bun you get down the bakery is fine, but the one that you spend 20 minutes kneading and then you realize that you've used the wrong yeast and you have to do it again and it takes 3 hours and then the sky turns yellow because there's an apocalyptic fire in the next country across and then you finally get a bread, it tastes so much better.
It does.
It's
the apocalyptic fire.
It's the apocalyptic fire bread. It's the best kind. So we are up to, what are we up to? Five.
This is a kind of like Thai coconut milk braised eggplant cooked in a casserole dish.
Oh, wow.
Some sort of like, you know, pickled mango, some lemongrass, some turmeric and, you know, a lot of ginger and some basil.
It's sounding, so the more you describe this, and I don't want to be cruel to the aubergine, again, it's sounding like it's maybe just filling some space.
No, this one is the one we actually use like gigantic, like half aubergines, and they kind of emerge from the coconut milk like orcas.
Wow.
It's like, it's, you know, definitely the centerpiece. It's like probably the largest just chunk of eggplant, you know, but you know, it's braised enough that it's just really soft and tender, absorbs everything, and yeah.
How?
It's kind of like a nice centerpiece-y kind of dish.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. As an aubergine aficionado, what do the different colours taste like? Because I've looked at them and they look good.
I confess I haven't actually had the kind of the white, the albino eggplant. So
yeah,
that's,
the eggiest of all of the
eggiest
eggplants.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I guess it's more common to get the kind of larger kind of, you know, westerny kind of, you know, bulbousy ones. But what's the place? Dahua on Dominion Road is really good for really cheap, kind of like skinny sort of, you know, Asian eggplants.
Yeah.
Which I tend to, yeah, they're useful for different dishes. Yeah.
All right. Getting the good knowledge. I didn't want you listeners to leave without feeling like we've gotten everything we can out of this eggplant expertise that you don't see often. I just put salt on it and throw it away.
Four is another twofer. This is ratatouille.
You crammed so much eggplant into this top 10.
Well, these ones have, you know, a similar technique. So ratatouille and tagine. So like things I can
are
put
those
in.
Are similar?
Well, you know, you can put them in the slow cooker before work and, you know, just, you know, let it work its magic.
Okay.
Kind of a thing, you know, the stewy kind of vibes. I tend to go for the tagine over the ratatouille, despite, you know, how delightful it is to say ratatouille.
Yep.
And cute movie.
You get to think about the great film. Right, you know,
like
Brad
having a rat
Bird.
In your hair. Yeah.
Brad Bird. Is he an objectivist? Who could say?
Yeah.
It's quite possible he loves Ayn Rand. But he also loves fun rats, so that's nice. Maybe it's a good thing you stick to the tagine. Tagine never... you know.
No, and like lots of preserved lemons, and I love preserving lemons. There's so many lemons when lemons are in season, so it's nice to preserve them, and you know, just add so much to a dish.
No lemon left behind. All right.
But that's, you know, you're just cubing the eggplant and chucking it in. But you know, it's a lot of eggplant, but
I feel
still.
Like with a tagine, you get the special dish as well, don't you?
Well, if you're fancy.
If you're fancy. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, you know, class warfare here on the small top 10 over tagine dishes. All right, we're ready.
Three,
the Tortang Talong. It's like a Filipino dish, which there was this great place in Wellington, which was the only vegetarian option. And you kind of broil the eggplant in the oven, then you kind of squish it down with it. So it's kind of flat, you scoop out the flesh, dice the flesh, cook it with some sort of like garlic and onions, dice some, you know, tomatoes and coriander, various spices, sort of put it back in. So it's, you know, I don't really have a proper stuffed eggplant dish because I don't really believe in those. They tend to be pretty, you know, meat heavy. But, you know, I don't really want to stuff. But this is nice. It's because you got the kind of pancakey, omelette-y kind of vibe.
Okay.
Traditionally, you'd put sort of egg over the top, but you can do wonderful things with tofu.
So wait, so what is the issue? What's the issue with stuffed eggplant? You don't believe in them.
Well,
I've had stuffed eggplant. It was breedy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just not top 10 material, I guess.
No, it's not.
It's not good enough.
Oh, yeah. Quick honourable mention to the classic kind of half-assed New Zealand barbecue season. Let's just, you know, drop some eggplant steaks and maybe rub it with some olive oil and harissa or something. I mean,
Harissa, if you're very lucky. I've experienced many a family Christmas where they go, oh, here's the veggie option. Everyone else is eating steaks and like sausages, and you're there eating half an eggplant with like a plastic fork. No Harissa in sight.
Two.
Bangan ka raita, classic Indian kind of dish. Usually can be a bit of a side dish.
You keep calling these classic, and I've never heard of them. This is like a staple.
Yeah, this is a staple. It's often more of a side dish, but you can jazz it up for a main. Like, so it's the one where you sort of like, you know, you sort of cook the eggplant in more kind of cubes. A lot of, you know, turmeric, lots of different spices. I tend to use coconut yogurt to sort of stir through a little taka, you know, of your sort of aromatics and oil and spices, put in some pomegranate seeds. Bit of tamarind. Yeah.
Very solid.
Yeah.
I feel like as we go up the list, they're just becoming, it's like, oh yeah, this sounds like very good food.
So I had meant to actually try and make something and bring it in, but just because I was finishing work at 6, it was just no chance.
You know what? It's totally fine. I am planning on making some of these. I'm going to have to get some recipes off you. Before we get to number one, do you have anything to plug?
I do not have anything to plug, but, I mean, I'm excited to be back in Auckland and going and see, you know, great stuff. Lots of great stuff's coming out. I mean, Wellington author Eamon Mara's new book, 20,000 Feet Above Worry Level. It's a great book I'm enjoying at the moment. Ron Gallipoli's new album and little book, which you can get at Strange Goods, is fantastic. A lot of exciting shows coming up. Louisa Nicklin EP release.
Sick.
Should be hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So you heard that, BFM listeners. Go read a book. I actually have one of those in my room, and I'm trying to find a copy of the other one. So it's all very exciting, and I feel like we need a drum roll for the... What is the greatest aubergine dish of all time? We're going to find out.
Juan. Yuxiang Chietze, classic Sichuanese fish fragrant eggplant. I make this all the time. It's just a classic go-to. Any kind of like limp vegan potluck where everyone's bringing lentil salads. This is just like caramelized eggplant strips cooked with fermented black beans, lots of Sichuan pepper, garlic and chilies. You can jazz it up with...
I didn't know you could caramelize an eggplant.
Yeah, so it requires a lot of oil. They soak up a lot of oil, which is a good reason to like maybe salt it or steam it first so it doesn't absorb so much oil. Cook it in batches. Just get it, just beautiful. Just melts in your mouth. It's called fish fragrant eggplant because you use the spices you'd use to cook fish, but with eggplant, and you kind of get that kind of, you know, that kind of creamy texture once you've, you know, cooked it, if you've cooked it right. Welcome to Flavor Country. Like the kind of classic, like Lao Ganma, you know, fermented black bean and chili oil. You can get it, you know, any decent supermarket. A lot of MSG.
Yeah,
really good. It's just everything you want, nothing you don't want.
I feel like you've opened up a whole new world for me this evening, and I'm honestly having trouble taking it all in. I think I dismissed the egg. It's quite a leathery, tough, and sometimes bland vegetable that I just...
You know, that beautiful kind of purple kind of luster, you know, shininess. Yeah.
Mm. We just got a text saying eggplants are also aubergines, and aubergine is a French N, but aubergine comes from Arabic. And I think it's going to take a little while to pass that text.
Huh.
But that's definitely like kind of a Zen koan to think on as we listen to the song that you've chosen to play us out.
Bunal Lubat, Aubergine Time.
Wonderful. Ah, it's an auberge that's a French inn. Oh, I'm sorry.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.